The Decline of the West by Oswald Spengler, 1880 to 1936. I see, in place of that empty figment,
I see, in place of that empty figment
of one linear history which can only be kept up,
of one linear history which can only be kept up
by shutting one's eyes,
by shutting one's eyes
to the overwhelming multitude of the facts,
to the overwhelming multitude of the facts,
the drama of a number of mighty cultures,
the drama of a number of mighty cultures,
each springing with primitive strength,
each springing with primitive strength
from the soil of a mother region,
from the soil of a mother region,
to which it remains firmly bound,
to which it remains firmly bound
throughout its whole life cycle,
throughout its whole life cycle,
each stamping its material,
each stamping its material,
its mankind in its own image,
its mankind in its own image,
each having its own idea,
each having its own idea,
its own passions, its own life, will and feeling,
its own passions, its own life, will and feeling,
its own death,
its own death.
Here indeed are colours, lights, movements.
Here indeed are colours, lights, movements
that no intellectual eye has yet discovered,
that no intellectual eye has yet discovered.
Here the cultures, peoples, languages,
here the cultures, peoples, languages,
truths, gods, landscapes, bloom and age,
truths, gods, landscapes, bloom and age,
as the oaks and the stone pines,
as the oaks and the stone pines,
the blossoms, twigs and leaves,
the blossoms, twigs and leaves.
But there is no aging mankind,
but there is no aging mankind.
Each culture has its own new possibilities of self-expression.
Each culture has its own new possibilities of self-expression,
which arise, ripen, decay, and never return.
Which arise, ripen, decay, and never return.
There is not one sculpture.
There is not one sculpture.
One painting, one mathematics, one physics.
One painting, one mathematics, one physics.
But many, each in its deepest essence,
but many, each in its deepest essence,
different from the others,
different from the others,
each limited in duration and self-contained,
each limited in duration and self-contained,
just as each species of plant,
just as each species of plant
has its peculiar blossom or fruit,
has its peculiar blossom or fruit,
its special type of growth and decline,
its special type of growth and decline.
These cultures,
these cultures,
sublimated life essences,
sublimated life essences,
grow with the same superb aimlessness,
grow with the same superb aimlessness
as the flowers of the field,
as the flowers of the field.
They belong, like the plants and the animals,
they belong, like the plants and the animals,
to the living nature of Gothae,
to the living nature of Gothae,
and not to the dead nature of Newton,
and not to the dead nature of Newton.
I see world history,
I see world history
as a picture of endless formations and transformations.
As a picture of endless formations and transformations.
Of the marvelous waxing and waning of organic forms.
Of the marvelous waxing and waning of organic forms.
The professional historian, on the contrary,
the professional historian, on the contrary,
sees it as a sort of tapeworm.
Sees it as a sort of tapeworm.
Industriously adding on to itself.
Industriously adding on to itself.
One epoch after another.
One epoch after another.
This, the inward and outward fulfillment.
This, the inward and outward fulfillment.
The finality that awaits every living culture.
The finality that awaits every living culture
is the purport of all the historic declines.
Is the purport of all the historic declines.
Amongst them, that decline of the classical.
Amongst them, that decline of the classical,
which we know so well and fully.
Which we know so well and fully.
And another decline.
And another decline.
Entirely comparable to it in course and duration.
Entirely comparable to it in course and duration.
Which will occupy the first centuries.
Which will occupy the first centuries.
Of the coming millennium.
Of the coming millennium.
But is heralded already and sensible in and around us today.
But is heralded already and sensible in and around us today.
The decline of the West.
The decline of the West.
Every culture passes through.
Every culture passes through.
The age phases of the individual man.
The age phases of the individual man.
Each has its childhood, youth.
Each has its childhood, youth.
Manhood and old age.
Manhood and old age.